Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were starting with verse 15. Let's start there today. I've had young men call me that came in, got saved on our bus ministry. Their families moved away, and yet they never forgot, and they ended up being pastors and missionaries as well. Some that were sent out of our church. If the bus ministry is below your dignity, then, my friend, you need to get right with God. Because that dignity that you think is dignity is nothing but the filth of Satan. And you need to wash that off with the blood of Jesus Christ. Get right with God on that matter. So we see the way of the Lord, and so now we see the witness that we're to do, the will of God, and finally see the third W here that we're going to look at as the whosoever. This is actually the fourth W, whosoever, of verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, dwelleth in him, and he in God. Confessing Jesus is the Son of God is using a Greek word that Jesus used of himself. And it's a word that made the Jews want to stone him. It was the idea when he said there that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was the actual offspring or seed of God. Now, the Jews believed they were children of God, but not the physical seed of God. It's kind of like an adoption. But Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, and that just made the Jews say he's full of blasphemy and let's kill him. In John chapter 5, verse 18, it says, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. At least they could see that by that, being the offspring, the very seed of God, that he was being equal with God, showing that he was God come in the flesh. This is also why we see in Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. God in his almighty holiness, his deity, we have sinned against him. Repentance towards God, and yet faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, as the pure Son of God without sin, paid it all, and then died, and 3 days later rose up from the dead, having shed his blood for our sin. Because he's a righteous sacrifice, we stand in his righteousness before God's judgment seat, and we are accepted in the Beloved. Now, friend, that's what we have in Christ Jesus. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Now, you'll next see there, again, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is Lord dwelleth in him and he in God. That word confess is not a contract, rather it is a marriage commitment. The marriage license is signed, then it's sealed, and it's delivered. That is, when a person comes to me and they want me to perform the wedding, we fill out the license, I have witnesses sign it, and then I seal and I mail it to the proper authorities. And that is a testimony, basically, before government and the world that this couple is married. When I confess Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I say, you know, I'm a sinner, I deserve to go to hell, but I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ shed for my sin paid it all, and I'm not ashamed of that, and I am confessing him as my Lord and Savior, that becomes a testimony to the world. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for time alone, but for eternity. Romans 10:11 says, for whosoever believeth would not be ashamed. Can you imagine a man and woman getting married and they walk out the door? Somebody says something to them like, well, boy, isn't it great you got to marry her? Hell, you know, I'm kind of ashamed of her. She's not that great. He's not that great a guy. Care less. I guess that's the best I could do. I thought I might as well get married. Ashamed? No, they're not ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Christ. He's the only hope that anyone has of salvation. There's no other way. There's not many roads to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. My friend, if you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home, you need to come to him. I wonder if you're listening today and you say, Pastor Andy Bloom, I'm just not sure if I died today that heaven is my home. What do I need to do? Then let me put it to you here in just a few simple things. First of all, admit you're a sinner. And that's what the Bible says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my friend, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. You're not compared to me, and I'm not compared to you. How we're accepted is in Christ, because we're compared to Jesus Christ. So if I'm not in Christ, then I come short of the glory of God. And the verse actually, when it says come short of the glory of God, means that we continually come short of the glory of God. We continually come short of what Jesus is. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, when he said wages, that's what we've earned. That's what we have coming to us. The wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. He didn't say big sin. He didn't say a whole lot of sin or certain kind of sin. He just said, for the wages of sin is death. And my friend, we've all sinned. I tell people sometimes, here I am 69 years old. If I committed only 3 sins a day, now we commit more than that, but only 3 sins a day, at 69 years old, I have committed 69,000 sins. That's a sinner. Now, I believe that that's a conservative estimate. I believe it's far more than that. My friend, it's the same thing for you, for your age. If you're 20, you've committed 20,000 sins at least. But what I'm saying is that we're all sinners that deserve to go to hell. For the wages of sin is death. That is grim news. But the good news is in the rest of that verse. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why is that? Well, in Romans 5:8 it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Oh, he died on the cross and he paid your penalty and mine. When he was dying there, don't forget, on the cross, for 3 hours, men did what they could do. And that bloody body, beaten, swollen from all the beating and the abuse he took. Oh, what a terrible sight. But I think God allowed that for us to see what he thinks of sin. But the last 3 hours of the cross, the skies turned dark. God took over the crucifixion and he poured out his wrath on the human spirit of Christ, because Jesus became sin for us. He didn't become a sinner. He became sin for us. And all the wrath of God was poured out upon his spirit, because all of our sin was placed upon him. Therefore, we can be made the righteousness of God in him, but only in Christ. And then when he rose from the dead 3 days later, that guaranteed that he could be the way to eternal life. That's why we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity, that if thou shalt confess, say the same thing as and identify with the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that is your very life, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. Just like the man that gets on the airplane and without question just believes that the pilot can fly him from Orlando to Los Angeles. He'll be up in the air for hours, and yet he knows that that airliner's good and the pilot is good, and he doesn't set there worrying. But there are people that have more trust in a pilot with their very human life, physical life, than they do in God for their eternal spirit. Your spirit's going to live forever. It's either going to live in heaven or hell. You already realize that you're a sinner and deserve to go to hell. But believing that he loves you and he paid your penalty in full. When he says he forgives sins, by that he means he paid the penalty in full. Now you have to receive it. Receive the payment. that he made for you, receive it, ask for you, and receive him as your God and Savior. So that thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, he gives his life to Christ. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that's God's promise, and God does not lie. Never does he lie. If you're willing to turn to him with your heart and life, you're willing for him to be your Lord and God, he'll forgive you of any sin of your life. Romans 5:20 said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. We find in the Bible that homosexuals got saved, murderers got saved, thieves got saved, all kind of wretched people got saved. My friend, you're not beyond the saving power of God. All men need to be saved. You're not sure if you die today that heaven's your home, but you believe the gospel that Jesus died for you and was buried and rose from the dead? Then right now, right where you are, would you pray this prayer, giving him your heart and life, asking him to save you? I'm going to word this prayer, but it'd only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you'd like to receive him as your Savior right now, to have his forgiveness, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, I want to ask you to do a couple things. Receiving Christ ensures your salvation. But if you want to be thankful and love him, then there's some things you need to do. First of all, get in the Word of God. I would recommend get you a Bible, the book of John, start reading it. How much should I read? Well, you just read enough to think on and then stop there and take up the next day, but think on those things through the day. Talk to God. Pray. That's what praying is talking to God. Bring your requests, bring your wants, your wishes to him. Then the Bible says that whosoever believes should not be ashamed. So you're going to tell others. You get to a church that preaches the Word of God. They stand on this King James. They preach the Word as it is to men as they are. They have the old music. And listen, you can Google. You can look and find out independent Baptist churches in your area. Find out if they're using the right kind of music or the rock and roll contemporary music. They say blended. You don't want to go there. But you go with the right music. You go with the right Bible, tell them that you just asked the Lord to save you, and now you want to know the next step. Boy, they'll help you, they'll lead you, and they'll tell you about baptism, they'll tell you about how to live the Christian life. They'll help you to grow in this new Christian life. Secondly, we'd like you to write us and let us know, or email us. Let us know that you've made this decision. We'd love to hear from you. I hope that you will do that. It so thrills our heart when we hear that. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please tell others about the Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows, my friend. Please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,